39 degrees at 8:57. Time to check on commodity markets this morning with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And the grain market is starting out just slightly mixed this morning, with the wheat under some pressure after several days of nice upside moves in wheat. Right now, we see the corn market is a penny and a half to a quarter cent higher, with nearby May corn 373 up a penny and a half, new crop December 396 and three quarters up a penny and a quarter. We did have export bookings come out today. They were really pretty blasé. Japan was the biggest buyers. The big news really in corn has been a cutback in ethanol production due to flooding in the western part of the Corn Belt. And that really suggests that that business won't be made up on the short term. And we probably need to scale back what USDA is using for their yearly goal. Record shorts in the fund positions in corn makes it susceptible to some upside correction. On the bean side of things, we're just about unchanged. May beans, 906 and a quarter, is up one quarter, while the new crop, November, 940 and three quarters, is up a half. The meal market's under a little bit of pressure. Bean oil's up a little bit, but this meal market has really acted pretty stable throughout the last week's time. Chicago wheat on the May is a nickel lower at 459 and three quarters. July, 465, down a nickel. We are also lower on wheat in both Kansas City and Minneapolis this morning. The meats markets, again, are higher. Keep in mind that we've really had a serious upside move in the hogs from new contract lows last month to new contract highs nearly every day for the last 6 or 7 days. Right now, we see the April live cattle at $129.92, up 35 cents. Cash market has not developed in the live cattle yet this week. Feeder cattle for the April, $149.67, up $1.35. April hogs at $76.40, up $2.65. There's some real talk about how long the influence of African swine fever will remain with the China a pork situation, and it looks to me like a long-term problem. There is a cattle on feed report coming out Friday afternoon. Expectations are for just a few, just slightly under 100% on the total numbers of cattle at feed bunks. That would be kind of a shift in mentality. We are seeing the metals market strong for a third straight day. The crude oil, we lost the April contract yesterday as lead month, but the May crude is 60.12. That's down 11 cents. So over $60 a barrel for crude oil is pretty amazing. We've got the dollar index stronger after having been down after the Fed announced late yesterday that it probably would not be showing more rate increases during this year, and that runs counter to what they had been saying in December. But the dollar index is up about 44 points. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you so much, Ellen. 39 degrees right now at 9 o'clock here in Urbana. Glancing around the listening area, still seeing quite a bit of cloud cover. 38 in Bloomington, Normal, 39 in Decatur, 36 degrees in Danville, 38 in Charleston, Mattoon, and 37 degrees in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly cloudy skies today with a high of 48 degrees and a wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01.